Business Value Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Mastery Partners, where our mission is to equip business owners to maximize business value so they can transition their business on their terms. Our mission was born from the lessons we've learned from over 100 business transactions, which fuels our desire to share our experiences and wisdom so you can succeed. Now here's your host, CEO of Mastery Partners, Tom Bronson.
Hi, this is Tom Bronson, and welcome back to Maximize Business Value, a podcast for business owners who are passionate about building long-term sustainable value in their businesses. This podcast is part of our series with speakers at the Business Transition Summit. The BTS, as we call it, is coming up on May 2nd, and it is for business owners to come and learn how to maximize the value of the business so that you can get the most value for your business and begin to start thinking about planning that ideal business transition. You know, the sad fact is that 100% of every business on the planet will eventually transition. Some will transition by design, and others will transition by default. And it's my opinion that designing the ideal transition is way better than having to sell a business or exit it by default. So come to the Business Transition Summit and learn how you can design your ideal transition. Registration is now open at businesstransitionssummit.com. That's transitions with an S, businesstransitionssummit.com, and go register for that event. In this episode, I'd like to welcome our guest, Dan Vermeier. He is the Managing Director at Corporate Finance Associates and DCEO's Investment Banker of the Year, which I am so thrilled about. He's a great guy to know. Dan is one of our featured speakers at the upcoming Business Transition Summit, and he's going to be talking about the topic of mergers and acquisitions. We'll give a little bit more detail about that in just a second. But as this is a return appearance, welcome back to Maximize Business Value, Dan.
Thank you, Tom. It's certainly a pleasure to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
I'm so thrilled to have you not only here, but also to be speaking on this topic, something that you know a lot about. So tell us a little bit about Corporate Finance Associates, or CFA.
Well, you bet. CFA is an investment banking firm in the lower middle market. It's a 65-year-old firm, about a dozen offices in the U.S., and about 4,000 transactions under our belt. So a lot of history there. We are a company that work for business owners to help them sell all or part of their business, or perhaps raise capital with a financial partner.
Awesome. And you work with businesses all, do you have any specialties? Do you work with businesses all over?
You know, within our organization, there are a dozen different specialties ranging from energy to metal fabrication. I tend to focus on technology deals because that's most of my background, but we have a lot of guys with a lot of specialties.
Awesome. CFA, that's a great organization, and you make it better, Dan. You are speaking on the session titled Understanding Mergers and Acquisition Process for Middle Market. That's the topic of the event, or that you're speaking at the Business Transition Summit. Tell us a little bit about your session.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I'm very excited for the Business Transition Summit. I think we're overdue to have a wonderful event like that here in Dallas. So I'm excited about that. I'm particularly excited about my session, of course. And we're going to focus on the process for M&A in the middle market. Mainly, I'm going to talk about the secret sauce that we bring to that process to help business owners get a premium deal. And how they do that is by having a process that brings multiple offers to the table at the same time, so you can pick and choose and get the best terms and get a premium for your business. It's that competitive bidding process, still in a highly confidential environment, that really makes that happen.
And that is very different from Main Street. And I know we've got another topic, folks, talking about Main Street. But to me, that's the key. One of my sayings, I get calls from business owners all the time. Oh, I got this unsolicited offer. Can you help me analyze it? And my response all the time is, if you have one offer, you have no offers. You need to have a competitive, confidential, competitive process so that you can bring multiple potential buyers to the table. Because if you have one, chances are it's going to go away. Am I wrong about that?
I get calls all the time. People say, hey, I think I know who the buyer is, or I've got a buyer talking to me. You know, can you help me with this deal? And I'll say, yeah, the first thing I'm going to do to help you is go get three or four more. Right. So we have something to compare against, you know?
Yes, that is excellent advice. So what can Business Transition Summit attendees expect to learn from your session?
Well, good question. I hope they learn that there are a number of different types of processes and learn which type of M&A process is best for them. I'll also be talking a lot about how to be prepared for the process so that you have the right expectations and you've got all the information available that we're going to need to go through the process. And then a third area we're going to talk about is when is the right time to seek a process, right time for you, right time for your company, right time in the industry, those types of things as well.
Those are all great things for folks to learn at that session. But it's clear to me that you're passionate about this, and I know you well, and so I know how passionate you are. But why are you so passionate about this topic?
You know, normally I'm so quiet in the room, but I'm glad that there is a little bit of passion in this. You know, like you or like most of us at CFA, I owned my own business for a number of years. Bought and sold companies in that business, had to make rent every month, you know, had to make payroll every month. So I feel like I can walk in the shoes of the business owners and really relate to them very well. And so now, you know, 25 years later with a career in M&A, I think I know what I'm doing now and have enough experience with it. But I really enjoy helping the business owners achieve their goals and helping them do that safely through the various pitfalls that come up in an M&A process. I kind of think of myself as a guide that's going to help them through the journey.
That is a great analogy. And although you've sort of given us a few hints at it, what really qualifies you to be a speaker on this topic?
Well, just getting to know you, Tom, you know, makes me feel qualified. But you know, like I said, I've been doing it for 25 years. And
is that because I'm so unqualified?
No, it's just some of your stuff has rubbed off on me. You know, I feel like I learn something every time I'm around. But been doing it a long time, 25 years. It is something I'm passionate about. It took me a long time in my life to find something that I really, really enjoyed. But I've been involved in nearly 100 transactions. Seeing a lot of things work, a lot of things not work. As a firm, we feel we're very qualified. We're heavily licensed by the government. We carry FINRA licenses from the SEC, and we have our own broker-dealer. I'm also a certified exit planning advisor, or what they call a SEPA. Mm-hmm. I don't practice that much, but it allows me to be more helpful in those conversations and be helpful to the business owner's team a year or two even before they're ready for a transaction. So feel like I can provide value there as well.
I love that. I, as you know, I'm also a SEPA. And so I think that it gives us a common language to be able to speak when we're talking about transitioning businesses. And I really like that. So there are your session is one of our 16 concurrent sessions, but you'll be competing against three other sessions that are going on at the same time. So let's get a little competitive. Why do you think business owners should come to yours versus one of the other sessions?
Right. Well, there are a lot of sessions, but if you read the title and the understanding of each one, you can see that not every session is for every business owner, right? So they're going to have to choose one of these anyway, right? My session, I think, is imperative for any business owner that has, let's say, more than $5 million in revenue in the company, and they're starting to think about an M&A process. They need this information. They need educated. And so I think this session is one they would not want to miss.
That's awesome. I, you know, as I commonly say, someone asked me the other day, called me out on this and asked me, where is the evidence of this? And it's just my experience that the average business owner would tell you, if you ask him, what's your exit strategy or when do you plan to exit? The answer is almost always 3 to 5 years. But the problem is they say that for about 17 years before they actually do something about it, right?
That's right. You know, for me, Tom, it's amazing how many people call me up and they want to start into a process right now. You know, something happened in their life or in their family's life, and they've decided now's the time that they want to do something. And I get involved, I take a look at the business, we study it a bit, and I can suggest some things that maybe are low-hanging fruit that they could do to help maximize their business value, but they hadn't been involved, they hadn't gone to the summit, they hadn't read your book, they hadn't done anything to get more prepared. And it's a little bit of a shame because they say, no, I got to sell right now. I'm ready to go. But you can see where they're leaving a little bit of money on the table sometimes by not having even done some of the basic preparation, you know?
I agree with you on that. As I commonly say, it's never too early to start planning for those things. Because if they, you know, and I'm big fan of, okay, you're not selling your business for 15 years, get to know an investment banker or two. Investment bankers can be wildly valuable to you as you grow your business because they've got access to all kinds of data and information about your industry. And can be very helpful, and you build that relationship, and they'll help you understand the things that you can do that'll have a major impact on the value. I hate it when people leave value on the table.
yeah, so, you're right.
Yeah.
It's surprising. You know, we're actually all pretty nice guys, you know, and no reason not to get
well,
to know.
Most of you are.
But you'd be surprised how many people. They don't want to talk to me. They don't want to take a call from me. They don't want to be seen with me in public, mainly because they're worried that, you know, their staff or their customers or the competitors might hear a rumor that they're beginning to think about selling the business. But I'm pretty good at confidentiality. If I go to a business, I sign in with a fake name. I don't ever use my company name or my name. I don't leave cards around. We normally meet at our office. You know, we can be very discreet and very confidential, but it's certainly worth the time to spend a few minutes to just get some guidance on some of those things.
You know, I talk to business owners many times, a lot of baby boomer business owners, you know, nearing 70 or over 70. I don't want my people to know. They already know.
That's right. That is probably true.
Yeah, they already know. You know, I was working with a client going through our process, and I said, so what do your people know? He said, well, the senior guys pulled me aside recently and said, yeah, we know you're trying to sell the business. And I said, and that's okay, right? I said, what did they say about whether or not they'd stay? And the answer was, hey, we just want to keep doing what we're doing. And if somebody else will let us do that and keep paying us, then we'll keep doing that. And I was, okay. Well, that is a great employee to have. And by the way, they all know.
No doubt. No doubt.
So you've got a lot of wide, varied background, you know, having owned your own business and done all of these transactions. If there was one piece of advice that you could give to business owners about building long-term value in their business, what would that be, Dan?
Well, you know, before starting an M&A process, like we've talked about, it get educated, get plugged in, utilize some of the resources that are available, attend the summit and go to all of the sessions and meet all of the people, because there's lots and lots and lots of information, especially from people that have been there and done that and can really help you avoid pitfalls. But I would say that, you know, for the M&A process itself, probably the one piece of advice is what we talked about before. And that is run a process that allows you to get multiple options, multiple buyers, proposals on the table at the same time in a confidential environment so that you can pick and choose and you have control in the process. You have leverage in the negotiations. That's probably the very most important thing.
Darn it. You should have ended with, you know, just come to the Business Transition Summit. And I would say winner, winner, chicken dinner, because you're the first person that said that. And that was the most.
I went too far, didn't I?
Then you had to go junk it up. No, that is, you are absolutely right. Both of those things are great pieces of advice. Any business owner would be well served to listen to both of those things. All right. Mm-hmm. So your bonus question, we ask a bonus question on this podcast.
All right.
And your bonus question is, if you could get your 18-year-old self to even listen to you, what advice would you give your 18-year-old self?
You know, the 18-year-old self, if you think about it, that's just coming out of high school, going into college, and that's a very, very dangerous time for me. But I think the word you used before was passion. And I would say that I did not have something in front of me that I was passionate about. And I think that would be the one thing, if I could possibly have suggested that to myself at that time, was take the time to find something that you can be passionate about and get plugged in. Find a mentor and maybe even listen to the mentor, you know, find a group or an organization that is into that kind of thing and plug into that and get involved and really get something to be focused on.
That is great advice. And if we could give our 18-year-old selves, we get a time capsule and go back, we'd all be in better shape, wouldn't we? Nah, we probably still wouldn't listen. So, you're right. I never thought about it. That is a dangerous time in all of our lives, isn't it? So
you bet.
So how can our viewers and listeners get in touch with you?
Yeah, you bet. Look me up on LinkedIn. Go to our website. It's cfaw.com. Or call me up. You know, my office here in Dallas is 214-540-8112. Or probably better yet, just come to the summit and let's spend a few minutes there.
Perfect. Dan, this has been a great conversation. Thank you for coming back on the show with us today.
You bet, Tom. Thank you.
You can find Dan Vermeier at CFA or CFAW. I always want to say C law. It's CFAW. CFAW.com. Boy, what a mouthful, right?
That's, yeah. It's not CFA that hard. CFA Worldwide is what that stands for. And we actually have another dozen offices over in Europe and some in Asia and Mexico. So we call the website CFAW.
Oh, you guys are all over the place. That's right. Yeah. You can find Dan on LinkedIn, as he said, but you can always reach out to me, and I'll be happy to make a warm introduction to my good friend, Dan Vermeier. This is the Maximize Business Value podcast, where we give practical advice to business owners on how to build long-term sustainable value in your business. Be sure to tune in each week and subscribe wherever you found this podcast so you'll never miss another episode. Until next time, I'm Tom Bronson, reminding you to register today for the Business Transition Summit at businesstransitionssummit.com so you can learn how to maximize business value.
Thank you for tuning into the Maximize Business Value podcast with Tom Bronson. This podcast is brought to you by Mastery Partners, where our mission is to equip business owners to maximize business value so they can transition on their terms. Learn more on how to build long-term sustainable business value and get free value-building tools by visiting our website, www.masterypartners.com. That's master with a Y, masterypartners.com. Check it out.
That was perfect. I wouldn't make any changes on that.